Hey, fighters, before we get started with today's episode, I want to invite you to text the two words contractor fight to 877-807-1740 and get more connected to what we have going on here to help you build a better business. 877-807-1740 and the two words contractor fight.
I can sit here and talk to you about features and how we could improve your business and all this bullshit. When it really boils down to it is, here's the tools. Now you need to commit some time and really learn it and then communicate it to your staff. It's just like bringing in a new tool.
Do you feel you should be further along in your contracting business? Are you tired of not making the money that you know that you're worth? Or maybe you're winning, but you just want to win at a higher level. I'm Tom Reber, and this is the Contractor Fight. Turn this shit up and get ready to earn more respect, earn more money, and be a better leader in your business. Oh, and P.S., this show is not for thin-skinned people. If you offend easily or have a victim mentality, you should probably just move the fuck on right now. Let's go.
Hey fighters, today I want to talk to you about WorkGlue. It is a software for contractors to help them get their shit together, in short. And so today's interview is with me and my buddy John Busick of WorkGlue. He's a painting contractor, does $3.5-4 million a year, has 30-35 employees. He's up in Northern California. He scratched his own itch a while ago, and now we have a product that will help you be more profitable as a company, track your sales, do job costing, and a bunch of stuff like that. So I encourage you to check out this short interview that I do here with John Busick, and make sure that you go to workglue.com at the end of this. Check out what he's got going on. You can hit the link in the show notes or in the description here and see what it's all about. You guys rock, and let's roll. John, welcome back to the Contractor Fight. And I say back because we recorded this several months ago and we were getting ready to edit it and put it up here and realized that we had some audio issues on my end that made it not enjoyable to listen to. So you have graciously found more time in your schedule to come back and have a conversation with me about WorkGlue, which I'll let you get into here in a bit. But how you doing, man?
Great. It's great to be back. Actually, it's always a pleasure speaking to Mr. Reber himself.
Yeah. So if you're listening to this on the podcast, you can go to Contractor Fight TV on YouTube and you can see our lovely mugs. I still apparently a bedhead, even though I did shower. Somehow my hair looks like bedhead. And John, you're in the storage room of your office, it looks like. So you got boxes behind. Are those all like pamphlets and stuff behind you? What do you got behind you?
I'm in the storage closet because the audio otherwise is not a good that in the office.
Oh, that's awesome, man. So give us, we won't get too crazy into this, but for people that don't know you, never heard of you, never heard of WorkGlue or have any idea who you are, tell us about you. You are a painting contractor. So tell us about that. With some people have a background of who's talking to them here.
Yeah, so I'm 10 years into the painting business. I'm a fifth generation contractor, fifth generation owner in my painting business. We actually started out as a manufacturer, moved into contracting, my grandfather did. And so I just followed suit out of college. And here I was trying to take over the family business and realized that we needed some simple systems. And fast forward, I dove deep like several contractors do and went through several different software platforms and said, to hell with this crap, I'm going to build my own. And shortly that's what happened. I built my own for my own company. Some other contractor friends said, how do I get my hands on that? And I said, well, okay, let's try that. And fast forward till today. And now we're a full blown software company.
They came to you and said, how do we have that? And you said, stroke a check, brother, and you, right? So that's how it works. Now you have a business. So before we get into WorkGlue, one of the things I'd love for you to do is share with people a little bit about your painting business and how they can find you, because we have a lot of GCs, home builders, and even painters and stuff that are always looking for, you know, work, or maybe they want to sub for somebody, whatever it might be. So just throw that out there just in case somebody's in need in your area.
Yeah, my painting business is called Bob Kunst Painting. That's K-U-N-S-T. And you can go to bobkunstpainting.com. And yeah, we're in San Rafael, which is 25 miles north San Francisco. And yeah, we're out here in California paying taxes.
There you go. So if you're paying taxes, right? Yeah, that's yeah. So listen, if you guys, if you're a designer, if you're a builder, a GC, I mean, shit, how long you guys been in business?
Since 1892.
Yeah. So safe to say you guys are going to be around a while. And you have your shit together. So, I know a lot of people are tired of dealing with knucklehead painting contractors and stuff. And I know you're the cream of the crop, man. So guys, hit them up if that's, a need of yours, obviously. So WorkGlue, you scratched your own itch. You created a software that does a bunch of stuff. Before I get into a bunch of my questions and things like that, why don't you give us an overview of some of the features and things that it does that that helped you scratch your own itch?
Well, the biggest pain in the ass in our business, I can say that, right? Can I say ass on the show?
No. Oh, you can say fuck, you can say motherfucker, you can say bitch, I don't care.
So biggest pain in the ass that I had as a contractor, two things: scheduling and project management. And what project management is, that what it all boils down to at the end of the day, is communication. So communicating to the field and back to the office is what essentially WorkGlue does in an app.
Okay. Communication is tough. I mean, I remember having, you know, I owned a painting company, a couple of them for quite a long time. And, you know, how do you tell the left hand what the right hand's doing and things like that? I remember one time my business partner at the time, we sat down for our weekly owners meeting, and he was extremely frustrated because he was basically like, I'm sick and tired of being embarrassed by things that you're saying as the sales guy, you know, whether it's, you know, a promise that I'm making that wasn't outlandish, but I just made a promise and it wasn't communicated. Or maybe this was embarrassing. One time we optioned a bunch of things on this project. They weren't sure that they wanted to do. And I had those in my notes, but they didn't get to everybody else. And then the client actually asked my foreman how much it would cost to do one of those things. And that foreman didn't know, you know where I'm going, right? And our prices were nowhere near the same and things like that. And it just made us look like we were trying to pull one over. And really it was an issue of, we didn't communicate well and I didn't train my guys well at the time. So something like this would have certainly avoided that, because he could have just pulled up the info and had it there, and had that conversation. So, what's been the biggest, struggle, I would say, I would ask you, of putting something like this together and getting it out to the world?
Biggest struggle? Well, two things. I approached it, so I originally built WorkGlue to run my painting company on, from sales all the way down to communicating with QuickBooks. So everything in between. Mm-hmm. We all know what that looks like if you're a contractor. But the biggest struggle, so I approached software that way, like, hey, we're going to solve all your problems. And we quickly found that everyone does something a little bit different within their own business. So we kind of narrowed the product down to our core features, which is that scheduling and project management and timekeeping. Mm-hmm. And kind of brought it all into one little package. And we still have the add-on features of the other stuff. But the biggest struggle was originally trying to communicate and solve everyone's problems is not a good place to be, because you're doing too many things. You're not perfecting one thing. So what we've done to combat that is say, well, what the hell do we do really well? Well, this is what we do really well. So it's been an eye-opener the last 6 months to a year or so.
Gotcha. Yeah, like any other business, you get it out there and then you learn, you listen to your clients, you see what
people care about. That's what's so awesome about WorkGlue. It's not my product. My product was originally this piece over here. how workload has evolved is based on contractors telling us, hey, what about this? What if we did, what if we could schedule, instead of just doing a Gantt chart, what if we did a drag and drop? So when I'm on my iPad, I can drop it onto the Gantt chart. Perfect. Added that a week later. So stuff like that, simple things. The customers have really built workload, not me.
That's cool. I do this, just so you know, I put people on the spot sometimes, so I'm about to put you on the spot. What's been one feature that's been recommended that was really hard for you to say no to?
I want all communication documented within the software. So that sounds like a great idea in theory, but when you start adding every single email back and forth and you get like, my dog is, her name is Billy or whatever, right? Yeah. Stuff that's irrelevant going into the system is creating garbage and slows down your process. So there's some things that we just say that might sound good right now, but probably in reality is not a good idea.
Okay. Yeah. Cause you got to say no to some stuff. And I know as in the past when I was looking for softwares to use and conversations I have like this and with some of my coaching clients, you're never going to find one that does everything under the sun. And if you do, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong here, but what I commonly see is the average contracting company, the time that it would take to learn and use all those features and bring it all together and have the discipline. I know one of the things we talked about the last time we did this interview, we talked about kind of the biggest setback to people having success with something like this is actually committing to using it. I mean, do you see that as being a roadblock for some people from time to time? And if it's too bulky, they're never going to use it.
100%. And which is why software that's out there, like the bigger firms that work for very large GCs, they have different departments that interact in the software differently. Us small guys that are out here, and I say small with probably 200 employees or less, all the way down to one, we wear all the hats.
Yeah.
Or one or two of you wear all the hats. So you're in the whole thing the whole time. So it has to be stupid, simple, and easy to pick up and get going. Granted, all software does take a commitment by every person. If you're going to pay for software, if you're going to pay for a business coach, if you're going to pay for whatever, you also need to commit and put your time into that. I'm not going to bullshit that. I mean, I can sit here and talk to you about features and how we could improve your business and all this bullshit. But when it really boils down to it is, here's the tools. Now you need to commit some time and really learn it and then communicate it to your staff. It's just like adopting bringing in a new tool, right? I mean, that's all it is.
Yeah, if you have a sprayer and you don't use it, then it ain't going to work and you wasted your money on the sprayer, right? The highest achievers take control of their thoughts and their actions, and that's why we created the Fight Planner. Every day you're bombarded by tens of thousands of thoughts, and most of them are negative. You're also given many choices to how to spend your time, and unfortunately, we allow ourselves to get hijacked throughout the day, and the result is we underachieve and we don't hit our goals. The Fight Planner is a tool to help you control just that, your thoughts and your actions, because those are really the only things that we do have control over. When you are intentional in these areas, you're going to move closer to your goals faster. So I want to invite you right now, if you want to dial your shit in, head to thecontractorfight.com/fight-planner. Contractorfight.com/fight-planner and get your copy today. All right, there's a lot of different products out there for people. What are some of the things that you feel differentiate you guys from some of the other options that are out there? Why couldn't they just go with someone else?
Because there's a ton of siloed applications that do really well. You take a timekeeping system like T-Sheets, phenomenal product. They do great in timekeeping. Problem is when you get beyond timekeeping's integrated with payroll, which they also do, but it's also integrated with the way you set up the job, and now you need to track hours against time, so real-time job costing. It's also attached with schedule, so I schedule my employees, but that employee schedule also ties to the job schedule, the macro, looking at it from like a bird's eye view, saying, okay, can I take this project on in 2 months? Hmm. Well, we have all of that integrated into one. So essentially what you're looking at is a scheduling of employees, like field workers, to which job they're going to. So they pull it up on their phone and say, get directions, I'm going here. Or it's tied to the overall company schedule, saying, we have this project on these dates. Beyond that, it becomes, once they have it on their schedule, they log in, clock out, just like a timekeeping system. Those hours get logged to that specific project they're working on, so your real-time labor costing. From there, we also, you can prove your time card. There's a messaging feature to where you're messaging questions, and those messages get tracked within the project. So it's a messaging app. You can add photos to jobs from the app. You can see who's sold the job, who's project manager. All the contacts are involved there, so you have access to all the documents, work orders, all that. And the next feature we're adding is additional work orders. So
nice. It's funny. I talk a lot about, you know, on this. On my podcast here and our programs and things like that, we're always banging the drum. And again, I know, let me just say this to everybody that's watching this, it doesn't fit into this category. What I'm about to say applies to most guys. There's always some outliers out here, but we have a general rule of thumb here in the fight that you got to get a 50% gross profit or better on your contracting services. Now, I know if you're a big, massive GC and something like, you know what I'm saying? And I say that because 99% of contractors, you know this, don't know their numbers, right? And most aren't making the money they want to make. Most are stealing time from their families, and they're typing up estimates in the middle of the night. And then before they hit send, they're knocking, you know, if it's a $12,200 estimate, they're going, oh, that's too much money. And they have all their head trash, and now they take $300, so it's 11.9, you know, so it doesn't show the 12. I mean, this is a common thing with most contractors that are part of the fight. So we're always banging the drum of sell your work at that 50% or better profit margin, but you could sell it at a 90% profit margin, but if you can't produce it, if you can't schedule it and fulfill it in that manner, then what good was you selling it there? You know what I'm saying? If you're not bringing home the bacon on the profit side, and that's where I see this scheduling and communication thing being such a big deal, because that is not my wheelhouse. My wheelhouse is sales and marketing and things like that. I don't naturally think like an operations person. So correct me if I'm wrong. This kind of fills that void in a lot of ways if you commit to using it for somebody who might struggle keeping all those, you know, plates in the air and seeing what I like, what you said earlier, is you got that bird's eye view of how does this project fit in to this quarter's worth of work or available man hours and things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. The issue with the sales guys, I love talking to salespeople.
Throw them under the bus, man. Let's go. Throw us sales guys under the bus.
Like, I just sold this, I'm moving on to the next one. And I'm like, yeah, well, okay, where are we putting that on the schedule? You know, I think what it all comes down to, Tom, in that world, I think what we do is we eliminate a lot of the minutia of running a business. I think a lot of contractors are really good about selling they're selling themselves. They're good at the work, producing it.
Right.
All the shit that's connected to that gets lost. And I think what ends up happening is people are losing time, money, and they are chasing a check at the end of the day. Instead of having their ducks in a row and to be able to bill sooner,
mm-hmm.
finish a job more efficiently and get to the next one and know where you're at, like you said, knowing your numbers. You know, that's really, I've seen businesses, our customers every day, That's what they're doing. They're solving problems. And that's, you know, do we solve the problem? No, we're a tool to help them solve the problem.
Talk to me about your reporting features in this. What's that look like?
So reports, there's a million different reports you can come up with. You can export them as a CSV file, move things around if you want to, if you really want to dork out. Several different reports, whether it's timekeeping, job costing, scheduling. We have a whole sales dashboard if you want to add sales on as a feature. We integrate with QuickBooks Online, so you can have like my I don't request a report from my bookkeeper. I have 35 painters. We do about 4 million, 3.5 to 4 million a year. And I don't wait for my AR report. Accounts receivable shows up on my dashboard of WorkGlue that says anything over 30 day, and I have the alert that's right there. So simple stuff like that, just again, efficiency.
That's cool. I'm putting myself in the shoes of Tom the contractor many years ago right now.
That's scary.
Yeah, it is scary. This would have been really helpful if you only had one feature, one report, and that's the job costing report. Because I tell you what, it's the first thing we do with people when we work with them in our programs. It's the every time a guy's sharing with me in our Facebook group or whatever about a struggle he's having or I'm losing, what do I hear all the time? I never seem to have any money in the bank, but I think I'm selling my jobs at a 50%, you know, whatever it is. The first question I usually ask is, are you job costing? Because if you don't know exactly where you're at, then you can't figure out what your next steps are. And what I love is, this is so fresh in my mind right now, because before we did this call today, I was talking to one of my electrician clients out on the East Coast, and he's bidding this big ass project right now, like a really big one that's going to take several months. And what happens to guys a lot of times is they don't do any real-time job costing through a project. I know you know this because you work on some projects that take several weeks or a couple months or whatever, right? So don't wait to the end of the job to know how you're doing. You know, you could run a weekly job cost report or whatever it might be and go, are we on track to hit profit or our planned profit? And if not, at least quarter of the way through the job, halfway through the job, you can at least, you can call a timeout with your team, bring, you know, your foreman together and whoever you need to bring together and go, okay, here's where we bid it. This is the reality of where we are, regardless of how we got here. Okay. What can we do to minimize the bleeding and things like that? So I think, you know, just for that sake of having that job cost report, I imagine that's saved many people a lot of money and a lot of headaches.
Yeah, we have Gina from Shamrock. You know Gina, yeah. She's a PCA right now. She uses WorkGlue. She's a really big company, but it's the change order tracking and the job cost tracking has excelled her business tremendously. And that's not me saying it. That's her feedback to us. And the reason being for that is she knows where she's at on every project every single day. All of her project managers know. So how that works is you want to know the benefit of not only are you going to run over, it's also to say, hey, we're running a little bit under. I can throw that extra in for the client and make them happy. I know I'm still going to end up okay. Versus throwing everything in. And then you're going, oh, shit, I should have charged for that.
Right.
Or vice versa. So.
Good deal. So you mentioned Gina, who's certainly got her act together. What other kind of feedback are you getting? Success stories, things like that?
You know, when you walk into a contractor's, you've probably been to several contractors' offices or sheds or trucks or wherever. it's either a piece of paper or a giant whiteboard. For a yeah. schedule. John Morris, one of our early adopters, I walked into his office and he had a whiteboard, literally. It was probably 20 yards long. And his schedule was this one person ran the whiteboard, and that's like half their day. If you go into his office today, there is no more whiteboard. He has everything on WorkGlue and uses that bird's eye view. And everyone's communicating a lot faster. You're not waiting to find out where you're going the next day. So that was a huge success story. I also have seen people grow their companies. They start with us with 3 employees, and now they're up to 12, 15. And they're able to do that because they know where everything is at and able to scale their company, and we're able to scale with them. So it's kind of, it's neat to watch. And I quickly realized too, I better get my shit together. These guys are going to start kicking my ass on the contracting side. So.
Well, one of the most, one of the fundamental things to scaling a business, because everybody says, you know, everyone's like, I want to scale, right? So whether you scale revenue, you scale your quality of life, you scale your profit, we're scaling something. Okay. So it doesn't always have to be this, you know, you don't have to build a $10 million company. But one of the keys to scaling successfully is going to be having the right processes in place. And this is really basically, I say process in a box, but it's process on a device, right? Where you go, here it is, use this the way we've designed it. What I love is that you're not a tech guy who decided to go meet a need in the contracting world. You're a contractor who scratched his own itch. You understand. And I think that's helped keep it simple. That's why you've been able to kind of pick a lane and say, this is where we're really going to have an impact in the industry. But you have to have a process. And so this is you get the right people. That's number one. You have processes. You got to have people operating those things and being accountable to them. You know, it's funny, not on purpose, but I just happen to have Scaling Up is sitting here on my desk. What's that?
Great book.
And talk about the Rockefeller habits and all that other stuff. And one of the number one things that's going to help in any business success is having your KPIs readily available and up to date, your key performance indicators. And literally you have built this thing to where somebody, if they're disciplined and using it, back to that caveat here, you know, push a couple buttons, you got your info sitting there that'll help you guys make the right decisions, make the adjustments and stuff like that.
Look, I'm the first one. I'm a contractor. That's to my core. And there are several things that I sign up for and pay on a monthly basis.
Yeah.
I probably get hit on my credit card for $9.99 a month or something like that I don't even look at.
Right.
And I probably should, like, the responsible consumer in me should probably nick some of that. I'll gladly, if someone wants to sign up for Workloo and just keep paying it and not using it, I mean, I'll gladly take the money. Mm-hmm. Do I get fulfillment out of that? No, I get fulfillment because I talk to customers every day. I get fulfillment out of change, people that make a positive change in their life. And this might sound kind of kumbaya and over the top a little bit, but it really is a personal, it means a lot to me when I know I have an impact. So if you're out there and you're like, hey, I need to bring on software, well, think about what that looks like. Take a test drive. Best thing you can do is take a test drive of it and have a conversation and see if it's the right fit. And if it is, you need to be disciplined. You need to change the way you're doing it. What's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over and over without seeing the difference. So if you want software, if you want something to change your business and you're ready for that, then you need to also commit, is my point.
There you go. Well, that's good stuff, man. Absolutely good stuff. All right, man. So before you share where people can check out Workloo and some things like that, reach out to you, I'm going to shuffle a deck of cards here. So my podcast producer is a guy named Travis Brown, and his company's called Podcast Buddy. He's been on my show a couple times. He actually works with some of our listeners and viewers and helps them start podcasts and stuff. So he sent me a deck of cards that has a bunch of random questions on them. And so I'm going to shuffle this just to have some fun here today. And I'm shuffling on camera, so this is stressful. There you go. One good shuffle. Mix them up here a bit. All right, I'm going to do this. Just tell me where to stop.
Stop.
Okay, right here. All right, here you go. It's nothing personal. Don't worry. Well, it might be. What's the favorite thing you've bought this year?
Favorite thing I've bought this year.
Yeah.
Favorite thing I bought this year was probably my new houseboat.
Your new houseboat? A houseboat. Like houseboat. You live on the boat.
You don't live on it, but yeah, you take it out on the weekend.
Well, you know what I mean. It's a hotel fixer. On water.
It's a fixer, and I've been redoing it as I slowly can. But it's been a labor of love, and what it does is actually I'm allowed now to leave. I can leave my work at home, and the kids and the wife and I, we go up with friends and family and stuff out to the lake, and we're gone Saturdays and Sundays, and we're at the lake all summer.
Dude, that's awesome, man. So. That is awesome. Well, cool. Well, I appreciate you being part of the Contractor Fight here today. I can't recommend what you're doing enough to people because, honestly, first and foremost, I know you. I know the type of dude you are. You're a guy with a huge heart for humanity that we didn't get in here today, but into today. But you're a guy who operates with integrity and your company does. And so anything you start, dude, I'm a fan of. So that's, you know, why I wanted you on here. So if somebody wants to check out WorkGlue, how do they do that? And we'll put it in the show notes of the podcast as well as the, YouTube channel here. But, where do we find you and all that good stuff?
Yeah, you can go to, workglue.com. Just how it sounds. Workglue.com. You can always email me, John, J-O-H-N, at workglue.com, or just search me on Facebook.
There you go. Keep it simple, man. All good. Well, buddy, I appreciate you being here today, and I look forward to watching you continue to grow this thing, help a ton of contractors, and, you know, when you get that boat fixed up, man, post some pictures.
I will, and thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure, and I love what you're doing as well. Live unafraid.
There you go. Live unafraid, man. Thanks, buddy. We'll see you next time.
Want some fight swag to wear? Simply share this episode of the Contractor Fight anywhere on Facebook or Instagram using the hashtag #JoinTheFight, and our team will pick one winner each week to recognize your help in spreading the fight message.